This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Palestinian militants fired more rockets into Israel's commercial heartland Thursday as Israel kept up a punishing bombing campaign in Gaza and assembled tanks and troops on the enclave's border. The 4 days of cross-border violence showed no sign of letting up, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the campaign, quote, will take more time, end quote. The violence has also spread to mixed communities of Jews and Arabs in Israel, a new front in the long conflict. The United States is sending an envoy, worried the region's worst hostility in years could spiral out of control. Meanwhile, truce efforts by Egypt, Qatar, and the United Nations have so far offered no sign of progress. Muslims around the world marked a somber Eid al-Fitr Thursday amid rising hostilities between Israel and Palestinians in the second celebration in the shadow of the coronavirus pandemic. The three-day festival, which marks the end of the holy fasting month of Ramadan, is traditionally celebrated with mosque prayers, family feasts, and shopping for new clothes, gifts, and sweets. In addition to the already subdued festival due to the raging pandemic, the deadly violence between Israel and Palestinians also casts a pall, with growing fears it could spiral into full-blown conflict. Thousands of people have fled fighting between rival armed groups in the volatile east of the Democratic Republic of Congo, this according to security and militia sources on Thursday. The fighting broke out Wednesday in South Kivu province, which is near the border with Burundi, according to the sources. If you'd like more on these or any of the stories you hear on our newscast throughout the day, please visit us at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.